Warning, the following podcast does not necessarily reflect the views of AboveTopSecret.com LLP or the staff or membership of AboveTopSecret.com, except for one, and that's me! Hey friends, this is Magic, that's M-A-J-I-C, coming at you via the BelowTopSecret.com member podcast network and the talk feed. And hey, the topic of this podcast and ensuing pod thread is Magic's Moderator Monologues. Well, I've had a busy first week as a junior deputy assistant under moderator, fourth class, and I figured, hey, it's time to take a break and do a little podcasting. And so the topic of my show and tell is moderating. And fair warning for those who are not familiar with the Ramblecast format. Ramblecasts are, by their nature, long and rambling, which means they can run, kind of long, and they can be kind of rambling. So, fair warning, your best bet, turn this off now. Believe me, abandon all hope. So there's your disclaimer. And, you know, hey, in fairness, this isn't really a pure Ramblecast, which doesn't have any, like, you know, pure Ramblecast, just me and a microphone. I don't even have notes. This one, at least, I got some little bullet points I can look through and refer to and all that, and that makes it a little easier for me to stay on topic, whatever the heck that might be. But still, you can expect long Ramblecasts for the Moderator Magic Show. In some cases, perhaps even as long as a skeptic overview on occasion. But hey, in fairness to skeptic, at least he has music and commercials to break things up. With me, it's just 100% pure magic, baby. Oh, aren't you the lucky ones? So I just wanted to talk about some of my first impressions as a moderator. I know, you know, a lot of people wonder just what the dealio is with the whole moderator and staff business on ATS. And of course, there seems to be a lot of mystery and intrigue that surrounds it. And and I know, you know, I won't go off on that just now, but believe me, you're going to hear probably a lot more than you ever wanted to hear about my opinions on the whole staff business and moderating on ATS. But yeah, one of the things I want to talk about in this first moderator monologue is my theme as a moderator. That's the thing. You know, I put the disclaimer at the beginning of the show, and the show. Yeah. Oh, this is a show. It's a podcast. All right. Anyway, you know, moderators are individuals. They're members. We're all members, you know, and so each of us has a personal style, and that is something to bear in mind when you're dealing with moderators. We're all different, and we're human, and, you know, we have different opinions and different attitudes and take different approaches to the job of being a moderator. So, you know, for those members out there that might feel frustrated that you think that, you know, one moderator will say one thing, another says another, please bear that in mind. You know, this isn't a bureaucracy. It's a group of members that are helping to, you know, keep ATS up to the standards we all expect. And, you know, the consequence of that is that it might seem arbitrary, but actually we all go on the basis of the terms and conditions. But applying the terms and conditions to different situations is a judgment call. And, you know, it's given to moderators to make those calls. And we do tend to back each other up, because if we didn't, we wouldn't be able to do our jobs. You know, that doesn't mean we want to gang up on people. But anyway, I'll get to that later, too. Wow, there's so much to talk about. But let's get on with the show here. Oh, I like that. It's a show. First off, my motto is a moderator. You know, AboveTopSecret.com has the motto, deny ignorance. And what I love about that motto is it's got a lot of different ways you can interpret it, which I'm a fan of multiple entendres. And so it is with members first. You know, members first actually is meant to mean more than one thing. I mean, the most obvious thing is that we put the members first in all things. And by the way, I don't think that's just something staff members should have as an attitude. I think all members of AboveTopSecret.com should put members first, should think of, you know, should respect ourselves. You know, when you respect a fellow member, you're respecting yourself as well. And when you disrespect a fellow member, you're disrespecting yourself and all your other fellow members as well. So I think that's an important thing to keep in mind. And from my standpoint, yeah, I'm a moderator now, but you know what? I'm a member first. You know, I was a member before I became a mod. You know, I'm a member first and a moderator second. And that doesn't mean I don't take my moderator job, you know, seriously, but hey, I didn't come to AboveTopSecret.com to be a moderator. I'm not a professional moderator. I'm a member. I like conspiracy topics and stuff. When I first came to ATS, it was to find out more about Area 51. And since then, I've gotten a lot more than I bargained for. Oh, little did I know a year and a half ago when I finally decided to log in where this would lead. But, some other things about Members First. It's really the slogan Members First is just a distillation of what I've seen as the philosophy of the staff. And by the way, people might wonder, oh, Magic, you're such a fanboy. You must have kissed a lot of butt to become a moderator. it might look that way, but you know what? No. I just tell you flat off, that is not how to be. You don't become a moderator trying to flatter the staff. Believe me, they, and I guess I should now say, we can see through that, So, no, that wasn't it. I can assure you, it probably worked against me. But anyway, this notion of Members First is a distillation of what I've seen as a counselor and moderator. And what I was going to go off on the tangent there is, members probably, you can go back. If you look at my posting history, you can literally pinpoint the time that I became a fanboy of Above Top Secret, that I actually started really saying wonderful things about the staff. And that was when I became a counselor. And the reason for that change is that I got a chance to see what goes on in the complaints forum. We had the counselor forum. We got the staff pub. We got a chance to socialize and interact more with the moderator staff outside the public forums. And I got a chance to see what these people are like behind closed doors. And you know what? They're totally cool. there's this whole, people tend to assume the worst about one another, that, oh, yeah, Above Top Secret, they're planning and conspiring, and they're all just, no, man, it's not that way at all. So that's when I became a fanboy. And you know what? Now that I've been a moderator for a week, I'm even more of a fanboy, and I love ATS more. And I feel closer to my fellow members, even closer than as a regular member, because now when I'm looking at posts, I'm looking at threads, I'm looking at it as like, hey, this is about us. So it really changed my perspective. And so people are wondering, and by the way, I'm still a fanboy, okay? I still think the staff of AboveTopSecret.com is the best staff on the internet. And you know what? I'll include myself there, although frankly, I got a lot to learn. So maybe that sounds kind of conceited, but seriously, I am so impressed and thrilled to be part of this team. So, woohoo, fanboy. And hey, this all probably sounds like propaganda, and hey, maybe it is, but you know what? It's true. Members really do come first on AboveTopSecret.com, and anybody that doesn't know that doesn't understand what's going on. It's a philosophy that we live by. I'm just saying, And that's my theme as a moderator. It's us. It's about us. I don't like, one of the things as a counselor that just made me furious. Well, yeah, furious. I'll say furious. I mean, frustrated, but really furious is the us-them dichotomy that tends to develop in any situation like this. Us-them, like it's like us members versus the staff. No, I'm going to fight that. It's not about staff versus members. It's not a fight. It's not a contest. The challenge for all of us as members of AboveTopSecret.com is to make AboveTopSecret.com the best place it can be. The staff cannot do this alone. The members cannot do this alone. You need a combination of these things. We need to work together as a team. And that's the way I look at it, And I'm human, and hey, it's easy to get frustrated, and everyone has met, I'm sure, Mr. Snippy. So we got to keep an eye on each other, too, and make sure, just bear the stuff in mind. Bear in mind we're human. But seriously, we've got a good thing going here on ATS, and we can, let's go with it. Let's make it even better. I'm telling you, good things come from this kind of stuff. And that's the thing. We're all members of AboveTopSecret.com. And the whole philosophy, I think, is let's have love for the membership. Let's have love for ourselves. Have fun. Try to keep a sense of humor, But I got to tell you, this is the philosophy I see with the staff, But we're dead serious about respecting and treating members fairly. Every member deserves respect. That's probably like my other motto. Every member deserves respect. Even when members are freaking out and having a hard time going nuts and posting spam, Let's give them the benefit of the doubt, give them some respect, explain the way things are in ATS, and give them a chance. A lot of people come on to ATS, they don't know any better. And who reads the terms and conditions, right? I have to. I'm a moderator, but I understand that a lot of members don't. Bear in mind when you don't, you know, you're taking your chances of getting caught on something, you know. But the thing is, you know, give each other the benefit of the doubt. It's, you know, we're here to deny ignorance, you know, and that means if someone is ignorant of something about the terms and conditions, we want to help them understand that, not ding them with a bunch of points. Anyway, one of the other things, I'm doing a podcast about moderating, okay, and I'm actually planning to make this a podcast series. And that kind of bucks some conventions on ATS, and maybe it's just because I'm a noob and don't know any better. But, you know, the staff members on AboveTopSecret.com don't tend to say much, especially about the moderating job. And there's a lot of different and really good reasons, you know. So I'm sticking my neck out a little here, but I'm going to go for it because I think it's important. You know, and when you're a moderator, people look for dirt on you. They look for posts where you lose your temper. They bait you and they try and get you to do things that aren't right. Want to use your words against you, you know. And oh, this is this is the best one, especially using posts from when you were members before you became a moderator. Oh, this is a classic, you know. And I got to say, becoming a moderator on AboveTopSecret.com is the ultimate ironic punishment for misbehaving as a member. And the reason why is when you become a mod, that title appears under your name and next to every post you've ever made on AboveTopSecret.com. And I'll tell you, I've made some posts. I mean, I'm pushing almost 5,000 posts on ATS now. And I'll tell you, I'm not proud of all of them. I have had some bad moments on ATS. And, you know, and every once in a while when I'm going through a thread, I'll find one of these. And, that's exactly what I groan. You just get a groan. And I look at it. And now, and this, by the way, I used to do that back when I was a member before I became a mod. I look at these old posts and just go, oh, what was I thinking? And then I'll think back and go, oh, yeah. Those were dark times indeed. Well, now when I see those kinds of posts, I see my name next to it and the word moderator. And here's this just god-awful, insulting, rude post with moderator next to it. Oh, man, that is the worst feeling in the world. So here's some advice, you know, for my fellow members that aren't moderators. Try and keep yourself under control because someday you might become a mod. And I'll tell you, my friend, when you do, you're not going to want to have a bunch of old posts that make you look like a dweeb. Just take my word for it. Take it from someone who knows the pain. Oh, geez. There's a lot of questions that people have, you know, about moderating and stuff. And some of them, you know, moderators can answer and some of them they can't. Like, for example, we just don't talk about what goes on in Cosmic. And there's really good reasons for it. It's a sacred trust. You know, we just don't. So, you know, the question, oh, so what do you talk about in Cosmic is not going to get answers, you know. But there are other things, and there's some stuff I want to address that might be kind of sensitive in that way, but not from the standpoint of revealing information that you know, talking about stuff that's talking, you know, or anything like that. Just my observations and advice for members based upon what I know. One of these things that used to intrigue the hell out of me, and, you know, I was a board questions and business forum troll long before I became a counselor or a moderator. And one of the things I was always curious about, you know, in drama, right? You know, and I'll have plenty to say about drama later, but mystery bannings, right? You're going along and you're posting and posting and you're having a debate or whatever with a member, and then suddenly one day that member is banned. And sometimes not only just banned, but gone, just gone. So it's natural to be curious, what happened, right? Oh, and by the way, you know, there's all these different tools. I'll talk about these in another podcast. You know, things like global ignores and post bans and different things, different options that moderators have for dealing with problems. But getting back to this whole business of mystery bannings, it's natural to be curious about that, especially on a conspiracy site, right? It's like, okay, why was so-and-so banned? This is a very, very common question. And unfortunately, it's the kind of question that never gets a satisfactory answer, particularly because the moderator staff is not supposed to be talking about bans. Why was so-and-so banned? No, you know, and there's really good reasons why we don't talk about it. So if you ask me, well, why was X banned? You know, I can't tell you based on what I know as a moderator about that. I can't tell you what goes on behind the scenes. What I can say is that I've never seen a ban as a counselor or a moderator that wasn't totally justified. You know, mistakes are possible, but they're extremely rare. And the thing is, you know, moderators just can't go around banning people. There is a process by which people are banned. You know, if you get a permanent ban, it's because, you know, an administrator or the senior staff has basically decided that the ban's justified. And, you know, the thing to bear in mind about this is it's not, aha, we got you now. I mean, you know, sure, there's not much wailing or gnashing of teeth maybe when a new, you know, when an account was obviously created for disruption. But, you know, the truth is no matter how old an account is, no matter how, you know, how much we know someone, every member that is banned is a member that we lose. And as far as I'm concerned, and by the way, this is the attitude I see day in and day out, and you know, on the part of Zach. It's a feeling of failure, you know. If we have to ban someone, it was a failure to deny ignorance. We lost somebody. When we lose somebody, that is not a happy occasion, you know. It's unfortunate, and hey, there are people that just simply are not going to get the memo, and they're not going to understand what ATS is about, and they don't have a place here. And it's unfortunate, but it's just something we got to accept. But, you know, the thing is, the whole concept of AboveTopSecret.com is getting information out, encouraging discussion, encouraging people to look at information and points of view that they would not otherwise consider, denying ignorance. So, you know, for those out there who might tend to think that the staff is vindictive and out to get people, hey, you know, if that's us, if that's the attitude of the staff on AboveTopSecret.com, this place ain't going to last. You know, it just simply would not be what it is if the staff did not have a tremendous respect and regard and concern for the interests of the members. So, you know, we want to encourage people to be members of our website. We don't want to turn them away. Just saying. Anyway, that's my rant on mystery bannings. And again, I'm really sorry for members out there that might be like, oh, you know, why can't you tell us? It's better. Just move on. I know that sounds suspicious, but it's not. I mean, it's, believe me, behind the scenes, it's not. It's not. Okay, I'm just saying. Anyway, some other things. Disagreement. It has been observed that every now and then on AboveTopSecret.com, occasionally, some members might disagree with one another. I know, it's hard to imagine, but seriously, every now and then, oh, once in a great while, members will come together in a thread that have differing opinions, and they're very strong opinions. Sorry, I'm being a little facetious. We have a lot of vigorous debate on ATS, obviously, and some people thrive on it. And hey, more power to them, as long as the debate complies with the terms and conditions. but, you know, my attitude on this, and especially when you look at this from the standpoint of a moderator, is let's remember, you know, we're a community, you know, like a family. And, yeah, all families have squabbles and tiffs and now and then knock down, drag out fights. you know, that's part of being a family, frankly. But that's the thing. Just because you fight doesn't mean you're not family members. You know, you can fight with your brother and sister, your parents or whatever. Hey, they're still your family. And so it is with ATS. We're still members. We're all members, you know. And my thing is, it's okay if someone doesn't agree with your theories on the chupacabra. You know, it's okay. We all have as much a right to be wrong as a right to be right. Well, you know what I mean. My thing there is being human is not a crime. So when you're getting into a big fight with a fellow member and it's like, you, sir, are an ass and all this, you know, puffery and hey, been there, done that, do it all the time. You know, I really try not to do it, but you know how it is. So, and, you know, looking at it from the other standpoint, when I see other members doing it, I've been there myself. I'm not going to cast stones for that one, but believe me. Well, I'm just saying, if you can, try and remember, you know, no matter how screwed up you might think that fellow member is, you're still a fellow member. And hey, if you really want to do something good, try and convince them that if you really think they're wrong, try and persuade them that they're wrong. Make a good case. If they still don't see it, hey, too bad for them, right? You know, I mean, you can do what you can, but you know, seriously, are you really going to save the world? No, just do your part. Get your opinions out there and accept the possibility that maybe the other member isn't the one that's wrong. I'll tell you, I've been down that road too. It's like get in an argument with a fellow member and I'm confident that member's wrong. And then later I find out, oh no, not at all. It was me all along. I was the one that was screwed up. I was the idiot. Just saying, you know. Anyway, so that's this is all right. We're pushing 20 minutes now. I'm gunning for your spot there, Skeptic. That's the long podcast king. But anyway, yeah, future features. I'm like, have some fun with this, you know. Maybe we'll have Troll Talk, you know, and Magic's Warn Clinic and How Not to Get Banned and stuff. Or maybe, you know, American Bandstand. I don't know. Sorry. Yeah, that's a thing. I have a sense of humor, and you know, people might take that the wrong way. It's not funny when someone gets banned. It really isn't. Even for me, who tends to try and find humor and all things, it's just no. So, but you know, you'll see me joking around and stuff like that, and I know people can take that the wrong way, and I just want to say, please don't. If you do, and by the way, anytime, this is so important, you know, we have all these buttons and stuff that you get when you're a moderator. Here's the most important button, and the button that I have used the most, okay? You want to know what button I use the most as a moderator? The send you to you button. Private messages, sending personal messages to members and saying, yo, you know, hey, you might want to take a look at this, or hey, you shouldn't do this, or whatever. And not hitting warns, not doing any of that stuff, unless it's necessary, and we'll get to that in a future episode, I guess. But that's the most important thing, is just communicating. I mean, 99% of all the trouble I've seen on ATS, both as a member and a counselor and as a moderator, is a consequence of misunderstanding, miscommunication. Someone doesn't understand what someone else is saying. Reading a post the wrong way. You know, it's infamous that posts can seem to have a different message than the person that wrote it intended. It happens all the time. So, you know, for members out there, if you get a U2U from a moderator, please don't take it the wrong way. I remember when I used to get U2Us from mods, and I would be like, oh my God, a mod sent me a U2U. Oh, what did I do now? You know, it's like the blue lights flashing in the rearview mirror. It's like, oh my God, I'm being oppressed by the man. No, it's just a fellow member, you know, moderators and members too. It's just a fellow member sending you a message and saying, hey, you know, and sometimes those messages can be stern. Sometimes if as a moderator, I get the feeling you're going down the wrong path and you're not listening, I might try and, you know, I might mention, hey, dude, you might get a warn here. I might have to slap warns on people. You know, I'm coming up on a whole week as a moderator here. I haven't issued a single warning. I haven't actually docked any points off anyone. But that can't last forever, because sooner or later I'm going to come across a member that's just going to say, screw you, Moderator Magic. I don't care what you have to say. And, you know, whatever. I mean, I don't really take that personally, but, you know, at some point that's what you got to do. And that's what the warns are for, is to discourage bad behavior. But what I figure I'm for, what moderators are for, is to encourage good behavior. That's my attitude. Let's encourage each other. And by the way, you don't have to be a moderator to do that. Members do that. I see posts all the time in the forums from members, especially senior members that have been around for a long time, that in a very nice, friendly way, you know, remind fellow members of the right way to, you know, to hold discussions on ATS, you know, abiding by the terms and conditions. I love it when I see that. I just love it. I mean, you're not being, you know, when you're asking someone to be nice, when you're asking someone to be polite, you're not, you know, being a wannabe cop or anything like that. You're being a good member, and you're reminding another member to be a good member. And that's certainly a lot better than calling them names and calling them a troll. You know, hey, even trolls need love too, you know, and it's possible, it may not seem possible in some cases, but it's possible even to bring trolls around and bring them into our family. And you know what? A lot of trolls are just people that are in pain, they got bad attitude, they're upset about life or whatever, and they want to take it out on the internet. And you know what? If we can help just one troll, if we can help just one troll become a good member on ATS, we win. Anyway, this has gone long enough. I'm going to be pushing 25 minutes here. I just wanted to get out there and do my first Moderator Magic's moderator monologue. And, you know, spread the word. And, you know, I look forward to talking with people about the issues and stuff like that. And remember, I'm a member first, just saying. So anyway, on that rather rambling note, just want to remind everyone to love one another, and you'll love yourself. Be well, friends.